This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With the baking season upon us, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has some tips for safe holiday baking. Remember to cook baked goods before eating, as raw eggs and flour can have germs in them that may make you sick. Wash your hands and countertops often. Use warm water and soap to wash hands and surfaces that touched raw dough. Take care when decorating. Use pasteurized eggs when making icing, such as royal icing, to avoid germs that can be found in raw eggs. And store treats safely. Egg-based treats, anything with cream frosting, and things with cream, cheese, and custard all should be stored in the fridge. You can find more tips at dhs.wisconsin.gov. December 6th, beginning at 8 a.m., at the Groomer Barn of the Mercer Area Snowgoers, they're seeking volunteers. They do ask that you bring chainsaws and snowmobiles to help clear storm damage that has left trees down across large portions of the trails. They do require all volunteers to write down their sled registration numbers along with contact information, and this information will be provided to the DNR. Only their volunteers will be allowed on the trail system, and places to sign in include the Great Northern at check-in, morning of at the Groomer Barn, and at Donner's Bay. Once again, their trails are still closed to the general public, but December 6th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Groomer Barn, the Mercer Area Snowgoers are seeking volunteers to bring chainsaws, snowmobiles, and proper gear to help clear trees and storm damage that is currently blocking off parts of the trail system. You can find more information, including details about lodging local businesses are providing, on the Mercer Area Snowgoers Facebook page. A majority of Wisconsin voters are still undecided about next year's primary for governor. Shelley Pittman has more.
70% of Republicans and 81% of Democrats haven't picked a candidate. That's according to last week's Marquette Law School poll. And another emergent issue in the Marquette Law School poll this time, large data centers. For those, 55% of voters say the costs outweigh the benefits. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette Law School poll. He says on this issue, party lines aren't clear.
It's not like we've had a huge debate for years about data centers the way we have about the Affordable Care Act. So the partisan lines are not clearly drawn at this point.
That could change if campaigns begin to stake out positions.
Check back in a year or 2 years and see if that party divide has developed on this issue.
The poll interviewed over 800 voters over a one-week period in mid-October. It has a margin of error at 4.5 percentage points. For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman.
When you're out clearing snow, it's very important to remember to do it safely. While shoveling, remember to shovel small amounts and take frequent breaks. If you're using a snowblower and it clogs, turn it off, then use a stick or broom handle to clear impacted snow. Never put your hand down the chute or around the blades. And remember to always watch out for ice. And keep an eye on any neighbors that may be shoveling around you, or any that may need an extra hand. Remember, it takes all of us. Saturday, December 6th at 6 p.m., it's the Phillips Christmas Parade and tree lighting. The parade starts at 6 p.m. with tree lighting to follow at the courthouse. You can call the chamber office to sign up for the parade at 715-339-4100. And the Children's Museum will be at the Armory from noon to 4. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 6th, with the parade beginning at 6 p.m. and the Children's Museum open at the Armory from noon to 4. Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. Isabella Nieto has more.
Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program helps conservation organizations and the State Department of Natural Resources protect Wisconsin's natural environment.
Historically, Republicans and Democrats alike have constantly supported this program and remunerated because there is such a huge value in preserving our conservation here in the state.
That's Republican State Senator Patrick Teston. He spoke with Civic Media's Melissa Kay about a bill he's co-sponsoring to continue funding the program.
I do think there's a willingness on both sides of the aisle to hopefully address this. And my hope is that we can come together and create a bipartisan bill that can get support from both sides of the aisle.
Teston's proposal would secure funding for the program until 2030. The stewardship program used to purchase land through proposals that would be reviewed by the legislature's powerful budget committee. Individuals on the committee had the power to veto project proposals anonymously, even if the funding was already appropriated. A Wisconsin Supreme Court decision last year ruled that power unconstitutional. Teston says the decision put the program on life support.
I think what we're going to end up being proposing is, all right, let's just reauthorize this program until we can get into the next state budget.
The Republican-led budget committee balked at including the program in this two-year budget. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers have also introduced a bill to continue the program. It would create an oversight board to advise the DNR on projects and have authority to approve large land acquisitions. If the legislature doesn't pass a measure to extend the program, it will lose funding after June of next year. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that seven-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 17 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy and cold. We'll drop to 6 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 21. Looking at a little light snow by Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.